Kamala Harris's election strategy ignores border chaos, mass migration. By Neil Monroe on July 25, 2024. There is no mention of migration and its pocketbook damage in Vice President Kamala Harris's strategy for winning the 2024 election. Harris's migration-free plan was released on July 24 just before YouGov released a poll on July 25 showing that immigration is very important for 52% of independents and 51% of moderates. The poll also showed that immigration is the second-ranked issue after inflation, which has been worsened by the Democrats' maximum migration policies. Watch, Inslee, Harris will give border position in her inaugural address. The Harris plan spotlights non-migration issues, such as abortion and the rule of law. The vice president has been at the forefront on the very issues that are most important to these voters, restoring women's reproductive rights and upholding the rule of law following January 6, Donald Trump's criminal convictions, and the Supreme Court's immunity decision. The plan places Harris' abortion rights platform front and center in her campaign, Politico concluded. The document also touts her claimed support among white college graduates, older voters, and within the Democrats' chaotic coalition of subgroups, including blacks, Latinos, women, young people, and ANPI voters. The ANPI term covers Americans who describe themselves as Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, or Pacific Islanders. The plan says, the vice president has been at the forefront on the very issues that are most important to these voters, restoring women's reproductive rights and upholding the rule of law following January 6, Donald Trump's criminal convictions, and the Supreme Court's immunity decision. The four-page plan was drafted by her campaign chairwoman, Jen O'Malley Dillon, who ran President Joe Biden's campaign until last week. Watch, female Wisconsin Trump supporters think Harris is an idiot. The plan is likely a placeholder, pending Harris's approval of an immigration policy amid pressure from her pro-migration donors, volunteers, and political allies. Throughout the Biden administration, Biden's deputies have welcomed roughly 10 million legal and illegal migrants, or roughly one migrant for every American birth. Yet Harris largely avoided the issue that has crippled Biden's popularity, partly because her backers in California favor the continued inflow of foreign consumers, renters, and workers. Much of this California activism flows through Mark Zuckerberg's lobby for wealthy consumer economy investors, Forward.us. The D.C.-based president of the lobby is Todd Schulte. In contrast, migration reform is the centerpiece of the campaign by President Donald Trump and vice presidential nominee Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O. They are promising to repatriate the nation's fast-growing illegal migrant population. That vast population hurts ordinary Americans by dragging down wages, diverting business investment from workplace productivity, and pushing up both housing prices and mortgage rates. America is not just an idea, Vance told the Republican convention. It is a group of people with a shared history and a common future. It is, in short, a nation. Trump's team is also appealing to college graduates via a promise to shrink outsourcing, much of which is conducted via the federal government's visa worker programs. The campaign platform promises to stop outsourcing and turn the United States into a manufacturing superpower. Indian media publication The India West Journal warned its readers. The Indian government and businesses will be alarmed by the promise to end outsourcing, which will bring back memories of a slew of measures announced in Trump's first term to curb outsourcing and targeting of Indian companies that dominated the outsourcing industry in the U.S. The administration had targeted the H-1B visa program that American companies used to make up for the shortage of manpower available locally for high-specialty jobs. The Trump/Vance plan is increasingly welcomed by Americans. A Gallup poll taken June 3 to 23 showed that 55% of Americans want reductions in legal and illegal migration, while just 16% want more migration.